Okay. My name is Ketsia Harelian, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Anna, A-N-A, Cedeno Vasquez, C-E-D-E-N-O-V-A-Z-Q-U-E-Z. This dictation was done on October 26, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD has remained very stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, and the aging process. Her recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 19 from 23, creatinine of 1.24 from 1.19, and GFR of 47 from 49. There is evidence of pyuria, however, she is asymptomatic, period. There is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria. Urine protein to creatinine ratio is only 137 milligrams, period. She is euvolemic and denies any symptoms, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. Her recent A1C level is 9.2% from 9.6%. However, she states her PCP, Dr. Vasquez, just started her on Ozempic, and since starting the Ozempic, her blood glucose levels have ranged from 120 to 125, period. We will monitor for now. She also follows with Hannah Campbell, APR and endocrinology, period. There is no changes in her current regimen. Continue with the diabetic diet. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has improved from a uric acid level of 8 to 6.1. Continue with the allopurinol. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is stable with blood pressure of 144 over 62. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is overall stable except with except for the triglycerides, which is mildly elevated at 230. This elevation of the triglycerides is likely related to the elevation in A1C. We encourage her to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates and foods that are high in fat and cholesterol, period. We will repeat the lipid panel. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 34. She weighs 179 pounds today. She weighs 172 pounds today and has lost 7 pounds since the last visit. We encourage her to continue losing weight via a plant-based diet and increased physical activity, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Continue with the supplementation. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 4 months. And